Triple M Footy lives on Listener, thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.
The Sharkies chant goes up, 12-all. Sharks, Roosters, 8 minutes to play. Toby Rudolph, and he's dropped the ball.
Oh, my God.
He's dropped the ball.
Field goal time. Field goal time. Set up for it.
So now, Radley.
It's only 0-2, boys.
Goes across to Tedesco. Tedesco goes forward. Takes the ball to 30 metres out. 12-all. So now...
Who's the man?
Walker. Sam Walker. Terrell May. He's been unbelievable.
Oh, what a
great run.
Has he played the whole second half, you boys?
Takes the ball to the 30-metre line.
Sanders Smith goes to
Radley, and Radley makes 8 metres. They're 20 metres out. So now, here's Tedesco.
Walker's ready. It's got to go.
Walker for the drop goal. He's got a shot, and kicked it.
Well done.
So the Roosters go to the lead, 13-12, with 7 minutes and 10 seconds left.
Wow. Do you kick long if you're the Sharks? Because there's still 7 minutes, 6 minutes left on the clock. You get a big set of D, try force an error.
Yeah, Nico Hines is saying long.
You've got to go long.
Nico Hines has said they're going to go long here. I think that's a correct decision as well.
Yeah, you don't want to give the Roosters opportunity to get the ball on the 40-metre line, because then they can put an attack kick in, maybe get a repeat set.
I speak about the Roosters will have their chance. The Sharks, with 6.5 minutes left on the clock, they're going to get another chance.
Yeah,
they're going to get another opportunity.
Couple, yeah.
They don't need to chase it. They need to kick long here and try not walk and get the clock pressure. The timepiece pressure.
Yeah. Mate, look, Toby Rudolph has just been sacked. He's on his haunches.
He's been unbelievable tonight, Toby Rudolph. 171 run metres, 23 tackles, one tackle break. Roosters 13, Cronulla 12. We have under 6 minutes left. Who would have thought the Roosters, with no Joseph Swalee, Tedesco in the bin, also Manu gone for the second half, would be even in this position? As now the ball goes to Lindsay Collins, who works up the field, takes the ball to the 30-metre line. And now they work to that right.
Conservative set for the Roosters, as expected, just working the ball from the middle of the field. They'll look to get Radley or Tedesco, play 4 into 5.
And now Tedesco almost got through. He's brought down on the halfway. Wade Graham makes a tackle. They go to the right. Now it goes to Sam Walker, and he drives the ball along. Mulitalo will almost take this ball right on his own line, and he comes back towards the 10. He almost got through. Egan Butcher.
He's got some stones on him there, Victor Radley, to throw that pass inside to Tedesco. Jeez, that was close.
Here's Talakai now. So the Roosters, these two teams, have gone like a title fight. Jesse Ramian now taking the ball up to the 30, their own half. Now to Brayley. Hines shifts, goes to that left, goes across to McInnes. He goes to Hines. Now they turn one back inside to Wade Graham. Brought down on the halfway line. Trying to get up and knocked on.
Silly.
Wade tried for a quick play the ball.
Is it too far for the two?
No, it's a penalty.
Yeah, but you could have taken it.
Why didn't they not take a shot?
50 metres out.
Yeah, it's a probably expecting a lot.
So, now, do the Sharks take their opportunity? They're 20 metres out. The ball comes to McInnes, and he's brought down.
The hardest thing is both teams are on their feet.
They
can hardly get shape.
We've got 4 minutes to play.
The Sharks have got to find something within them. Find that energy.
Now, they're 10 metres out. Do they take the shot now? Brayley goes to the right. Hines tried to find a runner and he's wrapped up. They're looking for it. Brayley, they're 5 metres out, the Sharkies. So now they come across to Tracy. Changes direction. Beat one. Beat two. Wrapped up.
Got to keep moving here.
Hines is back, boys. Hines is back.
So they go. They chase. Tedesco. Shot down by Tedesco. Unbelievable. And he tried to make the tackle. The ball comes across. It's 6 again. So now, Ramian. Oh, what have we just seen? Tedesco charged down. As Ramian gets back up.
Oh, my goodness me.
We've got 3 minutes 25 to go. Here comes Royce Hunt, and they're 10 metres out. The Sharks.
They're gone.
Roosters 13, Sharks 12. They go to the right. Trindle holds up. Tracy, long pass, goes to Ramey, and he had Sione Katoa on the outside.
Victor Radley, he's on his feet. He can barely move.
Can the Roosters hold on? 3 minutes to play. They come back to Trindle. They go back to the left. It goes across to Royce Hunt. They've got numbers. Simitalikai pulls down. Sam Walker. So they get up, play the ball. Now they go to Hines. Hines does charge down by Keary. And they pick it up. The Roosters have recovered. Wow.
2.5 minutes to go.
Charge one down. We need Tedesco to charge one down.
We need to check the onside, offside.
Well, they've missed it now, so you can't do anything about it, Jimmy.
Brendan Smith is on. Is that who's out the back there?
Sandon Smith. What an effort from Sandon Smith.
Wow, what a game of football. Is that enough?
Angus Crichton now.
You can hear the Roosters chant.
This is one of the
fans.
You want to talk about Brian
Tedesco? What a run from that man. He was gone. That's finding energy. That's a leader. That's your Australian skipper.
So Sam Walker drives the ball long. Under 2 minutes.
This is massive set.
This is a huge set for the Sharkies. As Connor Tracy takes the ball and he's brought down. A minute 50. They trail 13-12. As now, Tatoa, that was high, was it?
Oh, he's
let it go. So now they come back. They're working. Nikara.
That's the ball up to the 30.
So now that's where they're heading. They go to the left. Hines, long pass. Now to Wade Graham. Graham back inside to Simitalikai. Beat one, beat two. And now they bring him down. It comes back to Brayley. Brayley short of the halfway. Now it goes to Connor Tracy. Now it goes to McInnes. He gets the upload. Back inside. Now they're working up. Jack Williams brought down. And now he's brought down exactly. So they're 45 metres out. Now they come across. It comes across to Trindle. Trindle, pass. Simitalikai in the touch. Roosters will win this with under a minute. I can't believe this. I can't believe this for the Roosters. Wow.
Wait, are you kidding me?
You want to talk about guts? They've stopped the clock.
You know what I'm thinking? I thought they might have laid up for a 2-point field goal from Nicho Hines. Too late now. This is a remarkable performance for the Roosters, boys. I think all of us are here. No one would have picked this after half.
No one.
What a game.
Imagine what we're going to hear. Brett Reed will be getting us all the interviews. This has been unbelievable.
What?
Brandon Smith winds the clock out.
Goodness me, Brandon Smith had the ball in the stall of him then. Oh, my Lord.
This bloke, Wong, hasn't he been unbelievable?
Oh, mate, he's played back row. He's played centre. He's come up with the match-winning try.
Wonga. Dance from dummy half. Roosters are going to win this one. This is one of the great victories. The great victories from the tricolours. 13 points to 12. The Sharks are out. The Roosters survive another week. They'll go to Melbourne. 13-12. One of the great victories. One of the great victories by the Sydney Roosters.
Not only one of the great victories, Ben Dobbin, but one of the great games of rugby league that I have seen and witnessed. It's been a pleasure to be here. And the 34 players on display, I know they'll be gutted, the Sharks. Joyous scenes from the Roosters. Bugs in hospital. Take a bow, lads. Absolutely. Take a bow. Because
Tedesco, 10 in the bin as well. He's had 10 in the bin. He's still wrapping 200 plus metres.
Every single one of them will take a bow. I know it's hard to appreciate now, but that was a sensational game of football.
Unbelievable game of football.
You basically lost for words because there's no way we could have, after halftime, when Tuali doesn't come back out of the field, we lose him. We lose Joseph Manu.
He's out there now.
Unbelievable.
We hadn't saw him in the second half. Manu gone with a hamstring. Unbelievable.
And doing it at Shark Park too, boys. It wasn't their home venue. There's 12,000 fans against them here. Oh, Trent Robinson will be absolutely honoured to coach these troops tonight.
I hate to bring this up, but the Sharks missing the conversion to start the game.
Yep.
I just want to stop for 1 minute.
Wow.
We've seen Wade Graham's last game. He's part of our family. We should acknowledge what a heroic hero he is. We will get to him at some point, but for Wade Graham tonight, he finishes, and we're just looking at Craig Fitzgibbon at the moment, and he's in shock.
Dejection. Absolute dejection.
Season over for the Sharkies. Sam Walker with you, Brent Reed.
Sammy, ridiculous last 25, 30 minutes. Take us through what that was like the second half.
Yeah, it was mayhem. I'm pretty spent right now, but it was awesome. We dug deep. We lost a lot of boys there, and fingers crossed, you know, they'll be back next week. But you know, the boys, anyone, whoever position they were, they stood up. Players moving in and out. Players played 10 games, and having to play out of position. You know what I mean? It was a huge performance, and I'm really proud of the boys.
Sam, take us inside the dressing shed at halftime, because Joe got ruled out. We didn't know until you came out for the second half that he'd been ruled out. Can you take us inside what actually happened at halftime?
We were just really clear about what we wanted to do. We had the win behind us in the second half. We made my kicking a little bit easier. I think it was just really clear. We knew what we needed to do. It was do or die. We've done it for the last 5 weeks, and we're starting to start the games a little bit slow. We're definitely coming home strong, and that's all you want to do, hit the line hard.
Up to you guys.
Hey, Sammy, it's James Graham here. Congratulations on not just winning but being part of one of the greatest finals games I think the NRL's seen in a long time. 7.5 minutes to go. That's the stuff of boyhood dreams. You nailed the moment. Can you talk us through the plan there? Was it early? I don't know. You nailed it. Can you just talk us through it in your words, please?
I don't know. It was mayhem, and just sort of got thrown the ball. It's easy in those situations. I reckon it's harder at training when you're trying to practice it. When the adrenaline's going and everything's going, it's a lot easier than a training and stuff. So I was clear what I needed to do. All you need to do is just put the ball between those two posts. You can't do anything else. It was awesome to get the win here today. And I was spewing, my horse got second.
Yeah, mate, I was just about to say, that bloody horse of yours, Sam.
So I've had the high of the horse riding today, then I had a bit of a low, trying to relax.
It got beaten by a nose. It was unbelievable.
I was spewing. I was absolutely spewing. It would have been an even better day, but capping off the win's awesome still.
Sammy, Aaron Woods here, mate. Congratulations on performance, and congratulations on your form since you've come back from injury. Mate, you've handled it like a champion. But, mate, run us through, what was going through your head when Tedesco gets 10 in the bin, it's 6-6, they get a couple of tries? What were you talking about behind the huddle?
We just wanted to step up. Teddy's been our leader all year, and to lose him for 10, and it was probably my fault there for a bit of a poor kick, and, you know, I made a few errors there late, and I know I need to clean that up, but, I'm just awesome to, you know, nail that last field goal, and then, finish the game off as well. And I think Kez's charge down was one of the better ones you've seen, and, you know, his effort, and, mate, he just continues to stand up in those big moments, and it was unbelievable once again.
Sam, two of your biggest plays from your two leaders, Tedesco and Kez, the field goal charge down, is that what it means to be part of this Roosters team, the journey that you've been on this past 6 weeks? That's what it comes down to, efforts like that?
Yeah, exactly. Those are our two leaders, those are our two skippers, and obviously Jazz is the other one there. There's the three leaders, and obviously Jazz isn't playing today, but Teddy and Kez in those big moments stepped up once again, and couldn't be prouder.
Unbelievable. 4-3-0-5, mate. Go and enjoy it, brother.
Thanks, mate. Moravia Golden Rose in 2 weeks.
I know, mate. I know. Moravia. Yeah, I know. That's his horse that just got beaten today. Unbelievable game. If you're just joining us, the Roosters 13, Cronulla Sharks 12. What a game of football. We're all in a bit of disbelief, aren't we? James Graham and Aaron Woods. It just was unbelievable.
You come and you're anticipating a close game, a big game, and then, you know, the first half, you go in at 6-0 to the Sharks, and you're like, oh, where's this game going to go? The first half had everything, and then the second half should have even more.
This bloke is part of our family, but tonight he'd be very shattered. What an unbelievable man he is. Down to you, Brent Weed, with Wade Graham.
Yeah, Wade, obviously a tough sort of way for the career to end. What are your emotions right now?
Just obviously disappointed, mate. That's the semi-final. We were good for a lot of it. They were good for a lot of it. Went down to the wire, and then they just iced their moment at the end. So I'm more disappointed for the team. Like, you work so hard all year, and we gave ourselves a shot, come up short again. So I'm disappointed for the team.
It was a frantic second half, Wade. What do you think? Were they just cooler in those ice? When you needed some ice in your veins, did they just handle the moments better?
yeah, they scored those tries, and obviously they had the opportunity to kick the field goal, and it was end to end. You know, we had a couple of opportunities that we fell just quite short on, and if we capitalised on that, you know, it could have been a different game. But that's semi-final footy, mate. It's an elimination final. You've got to take those chances, and we just fell up short. They were too good tonight, and, yeah, like I said, I'm disappointed for the team.
I'll throw it up to the boys, but yeah. First of all, for me, congratulations on your career. Magnificent one, mate. So, but up to you guys.
Yeah, Wado, mate, Woodsy here, mate. First, I just want to, mate, congratulate you. Just, it was a privilege and honour to play with you, mate, to call you in your last game. Mate, you're an absolute warrior of the game. You're not just a great bloke on the field. You're a champion off the field, mate. You're going to be, obviously, we'll hear you around more in Triple M and, you know, Fox, where you're killing it there. But, mate, I just want to say an honour, mate. You got any words that you want to say to any of your family and friends out there, brother?
Oh, thanks, Woodsy. I appreciate that, mate. Yeah, it's been a hell of a run. I love this game. You know, I grew up in Blacktown, played footy. That's all I wanted to do. And I'm so thankful for the game. It's given me an opportunity to build everything I have in this life. So I love the game. I'm not going to miss. I'm getting bashed every weekend, but I'm going to miss him. I do love it.
You got a long career in it. Yeah. Wade, congratulations. It's Dobbo and Jimmy with you as well.
Yeah, but Wade, awesome. I just want to say, mate, sometimes it's hard to comprehend in this moment, but you're a part of a special occasion tonight, and not just your career, but tonight all the 17 Sharks players can be incredibly proud of the performance that they put on. It was a privilege to call that game. It's what finals are all about, and I've been part of some of those games before where you give it all and, you know, you just run out of time, mate, and, you know, you'll pull apart the game and ifs and buts and maybes and whatever, but mate, sometimes you hold your hands up and just say you ran out of time. It was a credit to watch, mate.
Yeah, no, that's a semi-final footy, mate. Unfortunately, we come up short, and you know, I've got all the confidence in this team, this Cronulla team, moving forward. Again, another lesson, only a lesson to be learned, and they'll bounce back bigger and better.
Unbelievable. Go and enjoy with your teammates, mate. Thank you for everything. I know you're part of our family here at Triple M, so go and enjoy the next couple of days. Congratulations on a massive career. Well, that's unbelievable. We now, we're just Brent Reed to see. He's obviously done a great job, and that is the end for the Sharkies. They'd be disappointed tonight, Woodsy. Their season never... After last year, they finished second in the competition round, then they bailed out in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
A lot of people expected a lot more from them this year. So for Craig Fitzgibbon, they're going to have to look deep inside, because there's obviously something there that's just not clicking at the moment. Now, they've had injuries, and yep, sure. But
everyone's had injuries.
Tonight was the night that they, at home, they earned the right, you get it done. And the Roosters, they're going to look at this. They're going to look at this. This is... One that got away again.
The last 2 years, we'll go to Kieran. We'll talk about
that. What about this charge down from this bloke? Heroic. Luke Keary joining you, Brent Reed.
Well, Dobbo's brought it up. Luke, you might as well take us through it, the charge down.
Mate, I did nothing for the last 10 minutes. I knew it was coming. I could see him setting up, and I thought, well, I'm on his right foot here. I'll take off. I made sure I was onside because I knew a touchy was on me, but I don't know. I just had to go.
There were some huge moments. Teddy's charge in as well, and obviously Sammy Ice Cool with the field goal. Yeah. Take us through the last 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, I knew we were going to have one chance. As soon as we got that ball off the Rudolph drop ball, I looked at Sammy. He gave me the nod. I thought, right, he's got this. And, yeah, I'm so happy for him, mate. Obviously, he's had a tough old season, but he's come back. Love seeing him play with a smile on his face. He's playing some eyes up footy. He's been awesome for us.
Up to you, boys.
Kez, it's Woodsy here, mate. Congratulations, Woodsy, on that effort, mate. That's one of the best games we've got to commentate. And for the final series, a remarkable performance for you guys.
Would have been nice at Allianz, that one, eh?
Yeah. Don't talk about it.
It's beautiful round here, Kez. What are you on about?
But talk to us, Kez, mate. After halftime, you come out, no Swally here. You lose Manu just in the second half, just at the start. What's going through your head as a group?
Yeah, mate. On it, Robbo said, obviously, Big Sue was gone. We looked around, mate. The last month, we've been really good second halves. We bumbled our way. We were horrible that first half. And then we started to get momentum. I thought, well, we're on here. And then Sammy puts the grubber in, they go to the up, and Teddy's in the bin. I thought, well, we're not on here. They scored the try. It was actually, mate, to be honest, they scored that try. We just had got a minute there to kind of relax and talk about what we wanted to do. Sand at fullback, it kind of calmed us down. We knew if we got through that 10-minute period without conceding again, we were a big chance, because we felt like we were rolling that middle a bit. And then when we got Teddy back, it just felt like we were back in control there.
Hey, Kaz, Jimmy Graham here. What a game, mate. Honestly, for a fan of the sport, It was incredible. But I just want to ask you about that moment for that charge down. You were down on troops, the middle fatigued. It's not really your job to do that, is it?
Yeah, no.
Is that your recognition of knowing what it takes to go above and beyond, and what you've won premierships in your past? You need to go above and beyond and do what's out your role description, right?
Yeah. We usually leave that one to Teddy, but yeah, I knew it was all on the line there, Jimmy. He kicks out. It goes into extra time, but yeah, I seen it coming, and just thought, I'll have a go. I knew his right foot was there. So.
We'll let you go as they clap Wade Graham. Thanks, off. Boys. This is quite unbelievable.
Cheers, boys.
Thank you, Luke.
This is great scenes, boys, to see Wado get clapped off the field
by both teams.
By both teams.
God of honour.
But he's done so much, not just for this club. He's been here for 13 years. But what he's done for NRL, you know, he's the first premiership winner in the first premiership winning side at Cronulla. He's captained this great club since Paul Gallen's retired. He's played for Australia. He's played for New South Wales. He's won, you know, Origin Series, World Cups. Just a great player. But you know the best thing about Wado is? He's a great bloke. And that's something that I got to learn when I got to play with him here, week in, week out. He'll do anything for his teammates. You know him, Jimmy. What a champion of a fella.
Well, he is. And this speaks volumes about our game and our sport. Look at the physicality and the disregard for each other's well-being and health in that 80 minutes. And they come together at the end, and every single player and a heap of club staff from both teams, both teams give that player and that man the respect that he deserves. What a game, what a sport, privilege to be involved.
We're going to take a break, come back. You've got to pick a 3-2-1 in a second, James Graham. Triple M rocks the footy. The Roosters defeating Cronulla, 13 points to 12.
That half for Beacon Trade.
Beacon Trade's here to partner with your business. They've got the biggest range of ceiling fans for every job. Beacon Trade. Let's make light work.
For McDonald's and Ream. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks finals footy. Here, live, for our great mates at Ream Hot Water and McDonald's.
Welcome back to PointsBet Stadium, where we've witnessed one of the great games. This is the verdict. The Roosters 13, the Sharks 12. For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, what a game of football. Triple M, New Holland MVP. New Holland will grow through what you go through with your local dealer today. I love New Holland. James Graham, you're 3-2-1.
Yeah, look, this is almost the impossible task, Dobbo. like I said, all 34 players, take a bow. So many amazing performances. I'm not going to even give honourable mentions because I'd need to go through the whole list of team squads. 1 point for Wong. The versatility and the adjustment from him was sensational. And he got the try as well. 2 points for Toby Rudolph.
Oh, yep.
I thought he was fantastic.
He was very good for them.
Fantastic for the Sharks. He gave it everything.
He only came off for that little sit, then Hazelton got injured.
He gave it absolutely everything. And 3 points goes to Captain Fantastic James Tedesco. I know he spent 10 minutes in the sin bin, but he was involved in some huge, huge moments and a real captain's knock from him.
Yep. All right. Well, that's yours. Now your turn.
Oh, well, I'm going to go 1 point to Sammy Walker. You know, I thought he was outstanding. Come up with the match-winning field goal, the direction. He's been under so much, you know, pressure this season, and come through in a big game when they need it the most. Unbelievable. 2 points. I'd probably go with Toby Rudolph as well. I agree with Jimmy. I just thought he was outstanding in the losing team. There was times where he couldn't even stand up properly. He was on his haunches, but he just kept pushing. He'd come up with a couple of big defensive plays that, you know, just summed up his performance tonight. Yeah, mate, my 3 points goes to the man, James Tedesco. I just can't fault his effort. You know, there's a couple of times he made a couple of line breaks, some big chases. And then he just comes up with the big plays. The first charge down Dobbo was a massive play. They just led by example.
Can I ask you both?
Yep.
I don't want to start heading to next week, but Roosters now go to Melbourne, right? And that game, both sides have injuries. Like, both sides are, you know, and we don't know. So how do you come back? And you've both been in these games. All that energy's gone into this game. Emotionally with the Melbourne yesterday, they're now emotionally here. I can't pick. You can't say who would be favourite.
This takes more out of you than last night.
Yep.
This was an 80-minute game. Like, it had everything.
Yeah,
so where, you know, the Melbourne Storm probably knew they were beat not long after the...
So it was a category three. It was a category three for Joseph Suaalii.
So does right? that does that compare?
Well, I don't know, but we're just reading what NRL physio is saying, as he's not 100% right, but he said...
Is that the one where you get an independent doctor outside if you do
the test? You might be able to.
Yep.
So if he's showing signs that he can get through, he will be right. But players can return on exceptional circumstances being given approval by an independent neurologist. So we won't know where that is. But
and the Roosters won't muck around with it. They showed clearly tonight how the severity that they treat this issue with. So, look, I trust them 100%.
Back to your point about who will favour more, I think the thing for Melbourne is they're emotionally... It's going to hurt them.
Yeah.
But the hurt's going to carry on to next week, which is going to fuel them. And they've only...
I don't think they could have played any worse.
Exactly. Exactly. You look at tonight, the emotional rollercoaster that the Roosters went up and down, players off and on. The players they've lost as well.
Yeah.
You look at the players, like, I know we speak about Pappenhausen, but they've done most of the season without Pappenhausen. So he's a huge loss, but he's also one that they can accommodate to because they've played 24 rounds without him.
Yeah.
Then you look at Roosters tonight, they lose Manu. Hargraves is still suspended, you know. And depending on what happens with Suaalii, Tedesco's effort, you know, in a 70-minute performance, he was out on his feet.
Yeah.
Now, Brendan Smith had to play bigger minutes than we thought. So they're just basically, this week's probably going to be about recovery for them and getting their body right, whereas, you know, Melbourne are going to be practicing and getting that fine-tuned right because they got outclassed from the get-go last night.
Yeah, they certainly did. Either way, we have an unbelievable game of football, and we are back tomorrow. We are from Newcastle tomorrow from midday, 12 noon, Newcastle Raiders in the afternoon. Aaron Woods, Brent Reed, James Graham, Ben Dobbin, Sinbin from 12, then the Knights taking on the Canberra from PointsBet Stadium. The Roosters survive 13-12 in an elimination semi. Triple M rocks the footy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
For McDonald's and Remont Water. Triple M rocks footy. Full-time highlights. Get in, get out, get on with it at Mitre 10 Trade.
Oh, my God! You want to talk about Royce Hunt and Lindsay Collins? Welcome to the jungle!
Oh, my goodness.
What a shot!
His fillings just fell over here. Oh, what a shot.
1 metre out. Brayley.
McKinnis. Short pass to McKinnis. Did he get there?
He's in.
He's claiming it. Hang on. No Troy. So they go to the right. Long pass goes to Katoa. It's the only Katoa who'll score. Almost under the black dot. It was the pass from Nico Hines. The weight of possession. And the Sharkies score first. Oh, now there's an opportunity. The ball with Manu goes to Suaalii. One-on-one. And he won't need it. He beat Nico Hines. You're going to say the sprint.
He shouldn't have scored. He shouldn't have scored.
Hang on, Jerry.
He shouldn't have scored.
Jerry Sutton say no try.
Here's May. Gets away from one. Got the offload to the right. It goes to Walker.
Oh, and that's a great try to Joey Manu. What about that? May to Walker. Then to Joey Manu. The Roosters are back.
Lindsay Collins on for Joey Manu, it looks like.
Tedesco. Yep. He's gone for 10. So Tedesco for a professional foul. Now to Trindle. Flat pass. Hines. And they'll score. Scores to the Sharkies, and they went to the left, 10-6. So that's where they go to the right. Play that, picked up by Wong. Wow, the Roosters strike back.
You are kidding me.
Drop the ball.
It's field goal time. Field goal time. Set up for it. Who's the man?
Sam Walker.
It's got to go.
Walker for the drop goal. Had
he's
a shot
it.
And kicked it.
Well,
so the Roosters go to the lead. 13-12 with 7 minutes and 10 seconds left. It comes across to Trindle. Trindle.
Simba Talibai. In the touch. Roosters will win this with under a minute. This is one of the great victories. The great victories from the tricolours. 13 points to 12. The Sharks are out. The Roosters survive another week. They'll go to Melbourne. 13-12.
12. One of the great victories by the Sydney Roosters.
The McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy. Triple M footy lives on Listener. Catch all our games, interviews, replays and more. That's LISTNR.
Triple M footy lives on Listener. Thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.